Erevin Daftal, we will start the last line of Gilman Beis. We had a machlekes yesterday between Abai and Rabba, who both said Yashita in the name of Nachman regarding the method to measure an Amma. But in all cases, and Lidir Akal, we go Lechumra. Abai held that the size of the Amma used for Sukkah and Mavoi is one that is the size of 5 Tvachim, approximately 20 inches. And by Klein, we use an Amma Bashisha Tvachim, which is approximately 24 inches per Amma. Rabba held, on the other hand, that we always use the Amma Bashisha Tvachim, but by Sukkah and by Mavoi, we use a tighter Tvach, keeping your fingers tied it together while measuring, which gives us a smaller amma. Refer to yesterday, the last word of yesterday's daf, as atseveis, and today we will see the lashon of mitzumtzameis. And by klein, we use looser tefachim, which would increase the size of the amma. This is referred to as sheikh kais. The Gemara will now ask a kasha on a bayah from a brisa. All the ammas that the chum said are measured with the amma that's measured with 6 tefachim. However, make sure that they shouldn't all be the same shear. Now, the last Taisus on Gimel and Beis points out that when the Torah says specifically an Amma in the Torah itself, Amma Yisoid or Amma Yisoid, which are parts of Mizbeach, that of course is the Amma Bas Chamisha. However, what we're referring to over here are called Amma Sha'am Chachamim. When the Chachamim institute an Amma or explain a shear, even though it was a derisive shear, but since the Chachamim said that shear, they were referring to Amma Bashisha, and we continue the Gemara and Dalam and Aleph, and we explain the Kasha and Abaya. Bishlam, Rabbi, according to Rabbi, makes a lot of sense. Ki Hechid Levin, Halalu Sheikhis, Valalu Atzavis. When it says, Vachalayim Mechuvanais, it just means that they're all 6 Tvachim, like we said, Lefi Rabbi, but some are tighter and some are looser. Sukkah and Mavi are tighter Amis, and Klayim are looser Tvachim to make a larger Amma. El Abaya Kasha, on Abaya, we have a Kasha, because according to the Abaya, the difference between Sukkah and Mavi, which was 5 Tvachim, and Klayim was 6 Tvachim. So how could the Brisa say that Kal Amish Amrachacham, all the Amis that Chum say are bashisha tefachim? It's not true. Abaya will respond, Ema amas klayim ba'am bashisha. When it says in the brayse means kol amas shom chacham is only specifically beklayim ba'am bashisha. Any din b'negei klayim is the ama that is 6 tefachim. Dr. Mara b'hamitani sefer, we have a sefer that says Rab Shimon Gamliel Oymer kol amas shom chacham beklayim ba'am bashisha uvad shloim tzum tzamayis, that Rab Shimon Gamliel specifically says and argues on the Tanakhama and says all the Amma that Chum say in Klayim specifically is the Amma that is 6 Tvachim, but the Ammas of Klayim can't be an exact or very tight Ammas, they have to be looser. So Mechlav Tanakama, Kol Ammas coming, therefore, Lefina Tanakama, if he's arguing on Shimon Galil, he must be saying that all the Ammas Amma Abam Bashisha, and therefore it's a Kasha on Abaya, Amal Chabaya. Abaya responds as follows, Vlav Meikar of Shimon Galil, the Koy Kabasi, you're right, they're a Rabbanan, not like me, because they say all Ammas are 6 Tvachim. However, Rab Shimon Galil specifically says that only by Klayim do we say that there's 6 tefachim, and therefore l'chayer Rav Shimon Gamliel is like me. I know Dami from Shimon Gamliel, and I hold like the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Dr. Mar Labai about the Tanoi that for sure according to Abai is machlekes Tanoim on his shita itself. L'Rava milei Tanoi. Do we have to say the machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel is actually Rava has to go like the Rabbanon and not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, because Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to be making a difference between Klayim and Sukkah Mavi. The Klayim is 6 tefachim, but Sukkah Mavi, which he didn't talk about, but Mashba he would say that Sukkah Mavoi is ba'ama bas chamish tvachim, and therefore l'chayra it wouldn't be like the shita of Rava. Now we understand clearly one side of the shayla if Rav Shimon Gamliel is not like Rava, because it seems clear that Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying only by klayim we use ba'ama bas shisha. However, by sukkah mavoi it would seem that he would hold that you use ba'ama bas chamish. Rashi explains oydilma the other side is perusha come and farish Rav Shimon Gamliel and milsad rabbanon, that actually Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to explain the words rabbanon, because rabbanon said all amas he used the ba'ama bas shisha tvachim, and it just said so therefore, now what does it mean? On that, Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to explain by klayim, you don't use an amma mitzumtzameis, you don't use an exact or a tight amma, you use a loose amma. In contrast to the amma of Sukkah and Mavoi, where you use a tight amma, which you'll measure with tefachim mitzumtzameis, and therefore, lefidat sad, it comes out, Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama aren't arguing, and both are going lefidat shitas rava, that all tefachim, all ammas are beshisha tefachim, and the difference is, are they tight tefachim, or are they measured with loose tefachim? So Amalecha Rav, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ha'as Lashminan, Einach Nami, Rav Shimon Gamliel is coming to tell us this Chiddush, that Amas Klayim, Lo Yitzamtiv, he's coming to explain the Milsa of Tanakama, like Rashi said, Filarushi Milsa of Tanakama, Uda Asa. In fact, Gemara, Vilema Amas Klayim, Lo Yitzamtiv, why didn't he just say the words, by Amas Klayim, you shouldn't make it exact, you shouldn't make it tight. Why does he use the words, Ba'am Bashisha, that you're using in Am Bashisha? Of course he wants Am Bashisha, by both Klayim and by Sukkah Mavoi, according to Rav Shita, the way he's explaining Rav Shimon Gamliel, if it's coming to to explain in Tanakama, then no one argued that everything is Ba'am Bashisha. So why does he say those words? Lemute Mai, what is that coming to exclude? The Gemara says, Lav Lemute, Amas Sukkah, Amas Mavui. It must be coming to go like the Shita of Abaya, that Amas Sukkah, Amas Mavui is not Ba'am Bashisha, but Ba'amas Bas Chomesh Tvachim. The Gemara answers, Loi, Lemute, Amisai, Ba'amisai. That really Rav Shimon Gamliel, like Rav just explained, is coming to be farish towards the Tanakama, and everything works with Amas Bashisha. The reason why he said Amas Bashisha is just to say that not all Amas are measured with Bashisha, because the Amas Yisrael, the Amas Yisrael, like we explained before, the base on the bottom of the Mizbeach and the ledge that went around the Mizbeach, those Amas that were of Binyan, like Tais pointed out on Gimel Beis, are going to be measured with the Amas Bas Chomesh Tvachim, and not like Sukkah and Mavui and Klayim, that are all going to be measured with the Amas Bashisha Tvachim. And where do we see that the Amma used to measure the Yisrael and Seviv was the Amma of five Tvachim, the Chsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, Ve'elu midas ha-mizbeach ba'amais, Amma, Amma b'tafach, V'cheka Amma ba'amma reicha, V'gvul ha-svas ha-saviv, Zeres ha-echad, V'zeh gav mizbeach. Now we'll explain this Pasuk, Pashut, these are the midas of the mizbeach in Amma's of an Amma and a tafach, which is a five tafach Amma, and the base and the width and the border on its edge will be an Amma, and this is the top of the mizbeach, that's Pashut Taich. And Rashi has two different ways to learn this Gemara. According to the first Pshat Rashi, we say as follows: these are the measurements of the parts of the Mizbeach which are measured in Amos that are only 5 Tvachim, and to get to a regular Amos 6 Tvachim, you need to use this Amos and increase it by a Tvach. And this measurement was used only for the following 4 measurements of the Mizbeach. First of all, for the height of the Yisrael, which is the base of the Mizbeach, as well as the depth of the Mizbeach, as well as both the height and the width of the Kronos, the horns at the corners of the top of the Mizbeach, as well as for the Mizbeach Azov. However, Rashi has a second shot, which is a bit easier to understand based on the words of the Pasuk, that prior to the Pasuk, Psukim give us the dimension of Mizbeach Achitzain. And now continuing, it says, all the previous dimensions were only based on the Amma, which is an Amma plus a Tevach of the Amma that will be used for the Yisrael, Seiv, and Kronos of the Mizbeach. And look at Taisus over here that brings down from Rashi and Yecheskel a third pshat, a similar pshat to his second pshat over here, and also Ayin the Gemara on the side of the Gemara for a bit of a question on Rashi's second pshat as well. And the Gemara now just clarifies what the words of this pasuk meant. Cheka Amor Zay Yisayi is referring to Yisayi, the Amor Rechav Zay referring to Yisayi, like we explained. Ugvula Svasa Saviv Eva Kronis referring to the Kronis. Vizay Gavin Zbech, Zem Zbech Azov referring to Mizbech Azov. And we'll send around a picture to explain this as well. The Gemara continues. The dinim of the Torah of Shiurin, which gives us the exact measurements for different ideas, and we'll see what that means in the Gemara, and the din of chatzitza, where a person is going to a mikvah and they have something on them which will be chaitzis between them and the water, that is not considered a kosher tefillah, and the din of mechitzin as far as 10 tefachim or other dinim of mechitzin, which we'll see on Amud Beis, are all halachah l'maishim sinai. Now, halachah l'maishim sinai is something which doesn't have any basis in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give remez in the Torah. Hashem didn't put anything in the Torah to give us a basis for it. And this was something which was a Kabbalah to Moshe Rabbeinu that he gave over b'Masayra. So, Frakta Gemara, how do you say in Shiurin, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, L'Chayrut D'Raisu, it actually has a basis in the Torah. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, when listing the Shivas Haminim, it says, Eretz Chitu Usayra, V'Gefen Uteinu V'Yumayin, V'Amr Abchatan, Kala Pasuk Azel, Shiurin Amad. The entire Pasuk comes to teach us a Shiurim in the Torah, because it says, Chita L'Chitan, wheat kernels, is for this Mishnah. It says, if someone goes into a bias that has a nega, and he's carrying his begadim on his shoulder, the sandal of a tobias biyadim, and his sandals and his rings are in his hands, he's not wearing them, who vehem tmei miyad, right away they are all tamei. He himself is tamei, and his kalim, his begadim are tamei right away. Because the pasuk says, vahabola bias, someone that comes into the bias, and therefore he came into the house, his kalim, which he's not wearing, also came into the house, and therefore they're tamei. However, hayalovish kalim, the sandal baraglim, if he's wearing his begadim and his sandals on his feet, and his tabais, his rings are on his fingers, who tummy me out? He's tummy right away because he came into the house. However, they ain't tarim, but they remain tar. There is a special din, a bias that has a nega, that begadim that a person is wearing do not become tummy until he stayed in the house, the shear of achila. Like the pasuk says, someone that eats in the house or he's there in the shear of achila, then he has to wash his his clothing, begadav, is referring to something that he's wearing. If he's not wearing it, then it's the same thing that we said before, v'habala bayis. But once you're wearing it, that's begadav, and therefore you'd wash your clothing only if you were there, a shir achila. Now, how much is a shir achila? And the Gemara say it's a shir of remaining in the house, the amount of time it would take to eat a pras. How much is a pras? Rashi says it's 4 bayim, which is the muzzin of a suda bayinis. And then the Gemara says, now, what does it have to do with chitin? But when you're eating this amount, and this shir that it takes to eat 4 bayim is referring to when you're eating pas chitim, bread that's made out of chitim, v'loy pas sarim, and not bread that's made out of sarim, out of barley wheat, because chitim is easier to eat, and therefore it would be a faster shear, and that's why the Torah says the word chitim, b'negeda shivas aminim, to be merames on this din. Aside from counting it based on pas chitim, we also have mesiva eichel b'liftan, we base the shear based on someone who is reclining and eating while he's dipping, like Rashi says, that also makes it easier to eat, because when you're standing, you can't focus only on eating, you're walking around, so therefore when you're reclining and you're eating at a table, so therefore you can eat much quicker, and the same thing, when you're dipping into something, it makes it more geschmack, and you can eat it much faster. So here, when it says in the Pasuk the word bali, that's referring to one of Shavu's Haminim, but it's also coming to Muramah, the Tanam, we learned in the Pasuk, Etzim Kisayim, Metamim Magam Masa, Ve'enim Metamim Boil. The size of the Sa'ira teaches us the din, that B'negeya Tumas Hames, that if you have the size of an Etzim, of a bone, of a Sa'ira, then it's going to be Metamim Magam Masa, if you touch it, or if you carry it, but it's not going to be Metamim Boil yet, until, like Rashi says, you have much more. You have to have a Shedra Shleim, you have to have the full spinal cord, Aigel Goylus, or the skull, which is Beis Shukayim, V'yarech Achais, of Kuf Chafei Avarim, so you have to have a 125 Avarim, which is Rav Binyanai, of the bones of a person. But if you have a bone that's less than the Shear of a Seira, it wouldn't even be Metam, but Mimak of a Masa. Geffen, what does it come to teach us, the vine or the grapes? Kedei Revius Yayin, it teaches us the Shear, that you need a quarter of a lug of Yayin to be Chayiv Malkus as a Nazir. And we turn to the Alam Beis, to Einuk, a Gregus Leitzah Shabbos, that figs teach us that dried figs is the shear, the amount of food you have to take out to be chai for itzah on Shabbos, like Rashi says, kol eichel adam l'ni haitzah Shabbos, t'tanan hamaitzi eichel in kegregus. Remind, what does the pomegranate teach us? K'tanan, like this mishnah, kol kli balabatim shirin kirimayim, that any kli of a balabas that's not a professional, then the shear is kirimayim, which means that if you have a keli, if it has a hole in it, a very large hole, then that keli is not considered a keli in there, and therefore it can't become tummy, and even if it was tummy, it would now be bottled from its tumah, and we remove the tumah from it. However, if you have a wooden kli that has a shear less than a rimon, that would be the shear that would still be tameh, but more than a rimon, that is the time that already could be considered batal, because people wouldn't use that kli anymore. Eretz Shemen, it says the pasuk, the land of olive oil and of olives, Eretz Shekol Shirak Zayis, that all this land, all the shirim in this land will be based on a zayis. In fact, the Gemara, Kol Shirak Zayis, could it be all shirim? We just mentioned a few shirim that is not based on zayis, but we have all the ones that we just said. The land that most of its shirim are like kazayis. For example, dam, chela, pigle, and naisa are chayiv if you eat a kazayis. Same thing, kazayis men amesa, it's metamim ba'oil. In addition, if you touch a kazayis and veil, it become tamay. And when the pasuk says "Dvash b'negeda shivas haminim," which refers to date honey, that's referring to kesevas agasa. A large date is the shear liyam kippurim. If someone eats the shear of a kesevas agasa, then you are oivan isav achilon yom kippur because based on inui. So the Gemara's point is, how can you say it's halach l'meishu b'sina if you see it's in the pasuk? The Gemara says, but Tizbra, how can you think that this is actually the pasuk for it? Shiurim michtav ksivi? Are these shiurim really written? They're just giving us some sort of simanim for that. Ella, it must be hilchas inu. It's really halacha mishmisina. Vesmachin Rabban Akroi, the Rabbanah found some sort of a smachta from these psukim to show them the psukim, but about it, the whole thing was halacha mishmisina. Now, we said before the chatzitin is halacha mishmisina. The Gemara asked the same question. Chatzitin, the rice in the old chari chatzitin is a derice of the chsiv. It says in Pasach, Verochas b'mayim is called besari, and we learn, shalehi dover chaitz b'im besari l'mayim, that there can't be anything to be chaitz between the basar l'mayim. It has to be b'mayim as called besari. And therefore, you see that it's derice and not halacha mishmisina. And the Gemara now continues to dash in the pasuk, even though it's not relevant to the Gemara. It says b'mayim. We learn out b'may mikvah could be gathered water. It doesn't have to be mayim chayim. Also, we learn kol b'sari. It says all of your basar. Like Rashi says, mashma kol b'sari kechad. Your entire body, all your flesh at one time. Therefore, the water of the mikvah we learn has to be mayim shekol gufa oil ben. It has to be water that your entire body could go into that water. The kamahin. And how much is that? Amal am b'rim gimel amas. It has to be one amma by one amma by three amas tall, which is basically three cubic amas. Chachamim, and the Chachamim figured out that share and said, May mikvah, the water of a mikvah, is memsa, is 40 sa, like we know. But the point of the Gemara again is that how do you say the Chachamim? You see that we have a pasuk that teaches us that you can't have a chatzitza. The Gemara says, Ki itchu chachasa l'sayra, enech nami, that you can't have a chatzitza by your basa, by your flesh. And that we learn from the pasuk. However, by your hair, you might think that that's not considered a problem because it's not basa, and therefore there wouldn't be an issue of chatzitza. That's why we need halacha l'mishmisina to teach us that there is a problem of chatzitza even by here. Rabbi Bar Avuna, just like Rabbi Bar Avuna teach us, don't Rabbi Bar Avuna, nima achas kashura. If you have one here that's tied, therefore it gets tied very tightly, so that's considered chatzitza because the water can't get in between. Sholosh, however, if you have three hairs that are tied together, in chatzitza, it doesn't tie itself so tightly, and therefore it's loose enough that water could get inside, and therefore it's not considered chatzitza. Shtayim any day. However, by two hairs, I'm not sure if it's considered chatzitza or not. But the Gemara now is, you're saying for here you have to have halacha l'meshuv and sinai, but sari naimi deraisu, l'chari sari also has its ikka from the Torah de Tanya, it learns a braisa, v'rachas is called basari, and we learn out, es hatavl basari, not only is basar going to be a problem chatzitza, also es, something which is tuffle to the basar, v'zeo sar, it's referring to here that it's a problem chatzitza. Now, how do we dash it for the word S? We have two different ideas. Either, like we know in Kala Tura Kula, we said, Shimram Suni, Darish, Kal S, and Shabbatari, so therefore he dashes the extra S. What the pshat is, the word S could sometimes mean with. So over here, it means S, Kal Basari, with his entire skin, everything that's included, even to here. But the Gemara continues and says, Ki that even though you write Sar, there's a din that is a chatzitza, but we learn out other dinim that are relevant to that, Benegea, Rav, and Mir, and a person that's Mak, or not makpid, and the Gemara will explain Uchad Rabbi Yitzchak that these things of Raiv and Miyot and Makmishay Makpid is referring to the dinner of Rabbi Yitzchak, because even though we just said from Rabbi Bar Avuna that Nima Achas Kashur is Chaitzetzas, that one here is going to be Chaitzetz if it's tied, that certainly doesn't mean that if someone goes to Mikvah and finds that one of the hairs were tied, therefore now that was Chatzitz, and therefore the Tefillah is Pasul. What it means is it goes into the larger shear and the larger din of Chatzitz. What is that larger din? Because the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak learned, Dvar Torah mid deraisa, which means, not that it says in the Torah, but Halacha L'meishu Mishinai, B'Torah Shabbat is, that we need two conditions in order for something to be a chatzitza. You need rubai, it has to be something that covers most of your body, makbidlov, and you have to be makbid, you care that it's on you, then it's chatzitz. However, v'she'ina makbidlov, ain't a chatzitz. If it's not rive, or if it's not something that you makbid on, then you're not going to be chatzitz at all. And Taisus learns this is talking about the entire body of a person when it says rive. However, Rashi says, rubai is referring to rive sairai, most of his hair. Shemiesh by dava chatzitz, kagoin. Dam yavish, dry blood, v'diyoy, v'tit yavish, v'zefes yavish, oisha kasha rubai, achas achas. Well, most of a person's hair is tied individually one at a time, which will be a chatzitza, like Rabbi Bar Avuna explained, then that is considered raiv, makbid l'vashes shemitzitar alichlich zevish shabreshoi, that the person cares about his hair being dirty or being tied. However, the gazra rubai, sheinim makbid, mishum rubai makbid, that the Rabbanan made exera on a person that has raiv of his hair that dirty, like Rashi explains, even if he's not makbid, because you'll come to mix up and do rubai ha-makbid. In addition, valmina makbid, even if not most of you here, but some of you here is already tied or dirty, and you are makbid, mishum rubai ha-makbid, because you'll get confused with someone that's rubai and makbid. So the Gemara is, v'ligza na me'al mito sheni makbid, why are you not gaiza, even if someone only has miyat of the hair that has dirt on it, or has chatzitza, and then not makbid, mishum miyuto ha-makbid, inami mishum rubai sheni makbid, it should be Geyser, because maybe you'll make a mistake and to interchange that with me and a makbid or Ruba Shane makbid. And the Gemara answers, you goof exer, but not naked vidig exer. It doesn't make sense. Miuta makbid and Ruba Shane makbid is exer by itself. It's not the derisa, like we said before. The only time it's considered a chatzitz, it's only if it's rubai and makbid. So we can't make exer and pasal miuta Shane makbid. So the Gemara's point is, you're right, as Kol Basar teaches us that Sar is the derisa and it's a chatzitza. But the Lachla Mesh Mesina was what taught us that there's a din of rubai or makbid in order to be considered a chatzitza midaraisa. The Gemara continues. The third thing that Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, which is halacha l'meshuv sinai, was mechitzas. Fret Gemara again, mechitzas deraisa and mechitzas are not a halacha l'meshuv sinai. They're actually a deraisa. Da'omar, because we learned that Rabbi Yisi says that we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come down to this world and he stays above 10 tefachim in the world because he spoke to Moshe from on top of the Aron, which was 10 tefachim high. And how do you know that? Because it says that the Aron was an amav v'chetzik kamei. An amma and a half is actually six tvachim is an amma. A half a amma would be three tvachim, would be nine tvachim. So the Gemara says, Aron Tisha, the Aron was there for nine tvachim. Vikaparis tefach, the covering of the Aron was another tefach, and it makes the ten. Harekan asara, it was ten tvachim. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be l'maylu me'asara in this world, and therefore we learn from here the din of mechitzas. So the Gemara says, "Lo tzricha el Rabbi Yehuda." Right, the coin to Rabbi Yosi that learns it from the Aron that it was ten tefachim. It's perfect, and it's actually not a lachol ma'ishu misidai. But the fear of Rabbi Yehuda, the amma amas binyan ba'amma bashisha, that the only time we use the amma of shisha was the amma of building. For example, like Rashi brings down the krushim and irias, which were building materials. But the amas came ba'amma bas chamisha, the amma of the Aron and the mizbechais and the shulchan were actually used, and they were measured with the five ten. So l'chayr would come out that the whole Aron was 7.5 tefachim, and there was a tefach on top of that for kaparis, which means it was only 8.5 tefachim. So you don't see from the Aron that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't go l'mayt me'asara. And therefore, the fear of Yehuda, you need the halach l'mayt me'sinai to teach us that the mechitza is 10 tefachim high. So according to Rameh, that learns that all amas of the Mishkan were amas benis, which is 6 tefachim, and therefore you can learn from the Aron for mechitzas. My iklamema, what are you going to do with the halacha mishum misinai? The Gemara answers, Ramea, kiasa ilchasa, ena chalami. Even if Ramea, you're right, it doesn't come from mechitzas, because that we have a pasuk for, we learn from the Aron, but we need the halacha mishum misinai to teach us other dinim. For example, the good or the love and the doifin akuma. It teaches us the din of good aches and good asik, that you could extend the wall either up or down, and the din of lovered, that we consider a gap in a wall of less than three tvachim as if it is closed. And also, regarding doifin akuma, like we explained before on Gimel and Beis, that you could bend a wall to close up the space in a sukkah. And we'll stop over here.